Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com. And it's always freely available as a download on iTunes. So today, as always, I have the opportunity and real thrill to catch up with this person again. I have a young woman who I met when she was 8 years old, and so she's today's guest. So, hey Grace, it's so nice to have you here today. How are you doing?
Hi. Nice to be here. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good too. I have been a little under the weather lately, so I've been out of work for about 10 days, which kind of stinks, but at the same time, it's you know, I'm out of work, so sometimes it's nice to just not be at work.
Yeah.
So to get us started, would you mind just formally introducing yourself to people, who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy?
Okay. Well, my name is Grace Hickman. I'm from New York. And I am a college student. Yeah.
Oh. All right, great. And how old are you now, Grace?
I am 19 years old.
And I asked that because I just want everybody to know that I met Grace and I knew her as Gracie then, 2008, at my very first friends convention. And I believe that you were either 8 or 9 years old at that time. So, it's exciting to be catching up with you when you're a wise older woman now of 19.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm so old. But yeah, that was my first friends too, I think, which is pretty cool.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. That is cool. Yeah. So you're a college student. What are you studying?
I'm majoring in psychology. I will want to be a therapist or a counselor of some sort.
Oh.
So yeah, that's what I'm doing these days.
Yeah. Is this your first year in college or year two?
I am a sophomore, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are old.
I am.
Yeah.
So much school.
Yeah. And, well, yeah, so if you're going to be a psychologist or a counselor, you're going to be looking at graduate work as well, right?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm a sophomore, but I'm just getting started, really.
Okay. How do you like it? Do you like the courses that you've taken so far?
I came into college, and then not really knowing what I wanted to do. So I just became a psych major, this past month. I've only taken one psychology class so far because I was doing all my Jijia Gen Eds and like getting all like my math and all my science like out of the way. But so far it's so good. I'm the very excited to learn more about it because I feel like I don't know as much as I want to. So yeah, it's pretty good so far.
Oh, great, great, great. And like, have you always known that you wanted to, help people?
I feel like I've always known, even like before college, that being someone who people could lean on is what I wanted to do. But I guess my fear as to why I didn't choose it in school sooner was that I was like, well, I'm not sure if I can do it, and like it's for a good reason, but I hate science classes, and I was going through all these like pros and cons, but I feel like I always knew that being a helper, I guess, or being someone who can be trusted and can understand is kind of the path I've always wanted to take.
Oh, that's awesome. And
Yeah.
in this crazy world that we live in, we certainly need helpers and we need people, interested in
Yeah.
helping other people. So if you have the desire there, that's kind of half the battle. I
That's true.
studied social work myself in college, many years ago. And I really wanted to be a teacher, but I thought that I couldn't because I stutter. So I thought, well, social work or counseling would be, easier, I thought, because I wouldn't be, talking so much. And God, that was wrong. Like, in this field, you're talking all the time. And, fortunately, I learned along the way that stuttering didn't have to limit me in what I could and wanted to do. And in many ways, it's actually kind of helped me. And it seems like you may have realized that a lot sooner in your journey than perhaps I did. So, how has stuttering kind of maybe impacted your decisions or your life's path, or has it?
I mean, I did definitely think that stuttering has played a role in like me as a person and like why I so badly wanna like tell people that I'm there for them, because I think when you stutter, like, I mean, I know people who stutter, but it's not often that I'm not the only person who stutters in a place like I'm the only person I know of who stutters at my school, and so far I'm the only person in all of my classes who seems to stutter or know what it even is. So I feel like, well, when you grow up and you're constantly like related in that sense, it's like you know, well, what it's like for no one to understand, which I think has pushed me to want to understand what I don't really know or what I don't really go through myself. I think, I hope that answer made sense. There was a lot there.
It did. I mean, like, yeah, it just sounds like, you know, your experience of other people maybe not fully understanding the stuttering experience has maybe enlightened you to not understanding other people's experiences fully. And by learning more about them in a psychology realm, that better equips you to help people in general. So yeah, I totally get it. So being the only person in your classes that you know of that stutters, because of course some people hide it and they're out there, but we don't know they stutter. Mm-hmm. How are your classmates and your professors? Are they like pretty okay with it? Are they pretty supportive?
For the most part, all of the professors I've had so far have been pretty good. Like I always tell them on the first day of class, I'm like, hey, I'm Grace, I just stutter, like you can still call on me, you know. I give them a whole little spiel, I guess, on like who I am and like what I need from them. But I have had two professors who's reactions have been like no one else's, I guess. One in a good way, I think, and one in a bad way. So the first one was I told her I stuttered, like I waited after class and I was like, hi, I'm Grace. I said the same thing I've said to every anyone else. Like I told her, I can still speak, you know, just it takes me a while. And her reaction was to immediately start cracking jokes, and then she would ask me if I wanted. She asked me if I wanted to write down things and pass it to the boy next to me so he could read it out loud for me. And she was laughing, so I don't think she was genuinely, like, wanting me to do that. I think she thought it was, like, a funny sort of thing. But I remember I was standing there, and I was just, like, thinking to myself, like, it wouldn't be hard for you to just be like, okay, and, like, that would be it. Like, you don't have to, you know, have some sort of weird reaction. I've never had someone like, I mean, at least I've never had someone in a professional sort of setting like start cracking jokes in response to me telling them what I need from them. It was odd. I didn't really like her, but you know.
Yeah. Did you like comment back or respond back or just kind of like just let it go?
I just kind of stood there for a second, like, I'm not sure what I should say. So I was just like, no, I can speak for myself. I just wanted to tell you so you know when I do speak why this is happening, like, well, why these faces are being made and why it's taking me a while. And then I just kind of, like, walked away before I let her, like, say anything else, which maybe I shouldn't have done, but I don't know. It's like sometimes you just gotta, like, pick your battles, and I'm like, I don't feel the need to explain myself to this woman.
Right. And I get that too, because, like, sometimes not only do you have to pick your battles, but sometimes you just have to, like, you know, just kind of, like, take a deep breath and own the fact that we don't have to educate every single person mm-hmm. that we run into about stuttering, right? Because it gets kind of, like, tiring and old.
mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's true. And that's my one story of a professor. And the other one I have right now, who he reacted in such a kind way when I told him, like, that day, like, I said, I stutter, like, I'll still raise my hand, blah, blah, blah. And he said something like, he knows, like, he can tell I have a lot in inside that I should say. And he was telling me how he thinks the way I speak won't make him not want to listen to what I have, because he can tell I have a lot to say. And that was great. Like, that was, like, one of the kindest responses I think I could have gotten. But then, like, a month or so passed, and he started to call on me in class all the time. Like, he calls on me now more than anybody else. And it's like, I get, you know, he wants me to be included. Like, he wants me to, like, I don't know. I guess he views it as, like, he should encourage me to, like, keep, you know, talking, keep being me, which I can understand, and I can appreciate. But there was one day when he called on me so many times, he said out loud, it's great. This is lucky day today. And I was like, really? Like, come on. Just, like, it was so annoying. And I remember I was sitting there again. Giving him a look like, please stop. Like, I'm tired. I'm physically tired. Like, come on.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, did you at least know the answers when he was calling on you?
Thank God I did, or else I feel like I would have stuck out even more. So, yeah, thank God I did know the answers most of the times, which is good. But
yeah, awesome. Yeah. So what class is this that you're taking?
The one with this guy is artistics. So
I hated that class.
I hate it now. It's really hard. Yeah.
That was not one of my faves, and you probably aren't up to this other class yet, but there'll be one that, like, research methods or something like that.
That you'll have to take next semester.
Yeah, and that was, like, brutal too. So just be warned.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So is it okay for you to tell us what college you're at?
Mm-hmm. It's it's in upstate in New York. It's like 7 hours from Long Island, New York, which is where I live, you know, at home. So yeah, it's pretty up there.
Yeah, it's probably really beautiful though, up in that area, right?
Yeah, it's so pretty. Like, well, when it's not snowing, like it's so green, all these fields and trees and stuff. It's a lot different from home, but I kind of like the way it feels better because it's just so like bright and like open. And my campus itself is like old and like pretty and like rustic looking, which is cool. So yeah.
Nice. I also went to college in the upstate New York area, not as far as you, I think. I went to Cuca
That's like
College.
the same distance as mine is
Oh,
from home. Yeah,
really?
I think so.
Yeah, so it was like 4 hours from me because I'm in Albany, so it would make sense that you're 7 hours because Long Island is about 3 hours from me. So yeah, so I was on a beautiful lake, Lake Cuca or Cuca Lake or whatever, and like the big town in that area was called Penyan, and you know, the big thing to do like for work as I picked grapes
Ooh, that's
for 3 years,
That's awesome.
to earn enough money to, you know, to get into town occasionally and, you know, go to a bar and stuff. And
That's funny.
but yeah, we picked grapes because that was like the big thing in Western New York. So well, awesome. So I want to make sure we get to two things that I really would like to hear your perspective on, and I know that people listening will be hugely inspired by. I heard and saw that you did a TED Talk.
I did,
Tell me
yeah.
a
I did.
little about that.
Okay. So my school, we have a TEDx chapter, which is basically like it's the same thing as a TED Talk, but it's not run by TED. It's run by our school, but we follow the same exact sort of style as like a TED Talk. We have to follow the same regulations and stuff. Like it's basically a smaller version of a TED Talk. So that's what I did. My college had a student speaker competition, and I've always wanted to be a public speaker. So I saw that I saw an ad for it, and I was like, I need to do this. Like, this is like this has been my dream. Like, I've never gotten a chance to do it, so I was like, why not? Like, apply. So I applied. I had to post a video of myself talking, which was scary because I hate talking on the videos. It's like that weird thing of hearing yourself talk but also seeing yourself stutter. It's like, oh, but I did. Yeah, so I posted a video, and then I got chosen as a finalist. And then as a finalist, I got the most votes. So my votes helped me win the competition, which then gave me the chance to do a TED talk. So that's how I did it. But yeah, it was honestly like one of the most amazing experiences of my life. I guess, and then not just because I've always wanted to be a speaker, but that like I've been told I would never be a speaker, and I've been told, I mean, and then not told even, like I've always been kind of like viewed as not that. I think, when you stutter, it's kind of like automatically assumed that you don't want to speak, or that you are nervous, or that you would never want to do something like that. Which for some people, that's true. Like I won't, doubt that. It is scary to speak. Like stutter or not, but it was just like most of my life, especially in school, I felt almost shunned, or not even on purpose, by my peers. I just felt like I was pressured to be silent, and most of that was definitely my own fear. But I think, one day I just got to stand on a stage and be the opposite of silent. Which I'd never really felt before that day. So I think that day was just like, I felt like everything I'd wanted had kind of fallen into a place, and I got to like spread my message and just say something I'd always wanted to say, and just kind of like be myself, but at the same time talk about something that meant so much to me. So
And
yeah, it was really cool.
you talked about stuttering,
I
right?
did, yeah. I spoke about why stuttering is okay, and kind of like what it feels like to be a person who stutters. And I shared some personal stories about situations I've been in due to my stuttering. And yeah.
Yeah. So not to belabor it, and I, because I want to get to my other interests, but what is your message? What is your message about stuttering?
My message is just to spread self-love, and also to project that love onto others. And I think that's been my message regardless of stuttering or not. But when it comes to stuttering, I feel like we've been preached to not love, to stutter, and we're kind of preached to find a cure and to fix it. And when we stutter a lot, it kind of means that we're bad at talking, and we can't have a c c con con conver conversation. And it seems like people think that stuttering is something I shouldn't love. When it comes to stuttering, my message is just love it anyway. Like that's like you stutter, and that's fine. It's not. It's convenient, and it sucks, and I get that. But it's lots of things suck, and lots of things aren't the fastest and lots of things take time. So I feel like this, like stuttering should be just one of those things that we just have to accept and we learn to love. And I feel like it's not. So my message is that.
Well, that is a beautiful message that that people need to hear. Have you always felt that about your stuttering?
No.
Have you always loved it?
No. I love it now. I used to hate it. There are some days I still hate it because I get, you know, it's harder, and there are some days where like bad things happen due to my stuttering. But I think what changed for me is that I realized like this is not gonna go away, so I have to just learn that this is me and that's fine. And I think once you learn like that this is just who you are, it's so much easier to just live and to just do what you want and like to say whatever you need to say and like and just kind of like be you. There are times I still hate it. Like I'm not constantly like in love with myself as a person who stutters, and I do. It gets frustrating, but I think now I see it more as just a piece of me than something I have to shove aside, and I think that has made me so much happier and just made me such a kinder person too, like to myself and to others, if that makes sense.
It does. And we could probably talk for hours about this, just itself, you know.
I totally could.
yeah, because it makes total sense, because when you hate yourself and something about yourself, it really does make it harder to reach out and, you know, love other people if you're in that self-loathing mode. So, yeah, like when you can drop that and let that go and just, you know, be okay with who you are, you then can project that to other people, and they see that and feed off of that. And I think that's probably what people do around you, because that's what you're projecting. And people pick up what it is that we exude to others. So kudos to you, girlfriend, you. For having found this early, you know.
Thank you.
Because it took me many years to realize that I was okay too, you know, and to be able to have that aha moment when you're still in your late teens and just entering young adulthood, it's just going to make it easier for you as you begin to navigate, you know, the rest of, you know, your path, because it's certainly not going to be easy, and not just because of stuttering. You know, there's so much other crap out there. So, you know, again, kudos to you. You're on the right path, and you're sharing
thank
that
you.
With others, and thank you. So tell me a little bit. We both obviously saw and heard and were impacted by a very public figure recently who used a huge platform that he had to potentially spread good information about stuttering. And in my opinion, and I think you share the opinion, he didn't do that. But we recently heard Steve Harvey, you know, a very known comedian and TV personality, aired a clip or a segment about stuttering on his morning talk show. And well, what did you think about it?
There's so much I think about it. I guess, when I first watched it, I couldn't finish it at first because I watched up to like two or 3 minutes, and I just had to stop because I knew like if I kept watching it, I would get upset. And I think the reason why I got so upset was because so a young woman who has a stutter asks him how she can be taken more seriously and how she can find love like despite her speech and how she can be confident. And all these things, and she never said, "I want to be confident by not stuttering." She never asked for a cure. Yet Steve Harvey's response was to tell her that he can cure her in an hour. She will be confident if she is cured. And I want to stress, though, that it was clear his in intentions were good. Like you could tell from the video, he's not telling her she's not good enough. He's not trying to make her feel less than, but because she stutters. But to me, that's how it seemed. And to other people I spoke to about it, this is the message that we got from him. So despite his in intention to be like being good and like he wants to help this girl because he understands he wants to mama make her live a better life, it's like the impact was not that at all to me and to mama my friends and to my speech therapist. And like we watched it and all we really felt was he's telling her she needs to stop stuttering to be liked. And he's telling her she can be cured by him, which first of all, he is not a professional and there is no cure for stuttering.
Right.
So that right there, those are two big things. Like he's instantly pushing her into that message when that message isn't even possible. So when I watched it, and I know in my heart it can't be cured, but for some reason, so many people still think it can be. I don't know why, and I feel like I prefer preach a message of self-love, and I think Steve Harvey's message was the same, but in that the video, self-love was dependent on not stuttering. Which to me, that is not right, and that doesn't make sense, especially because, when you try to start to stop stuttering and you try to be cured, you'll realize pretty quickly it's not going to work. And I think if this person on such a big platform can tell everybody it can be cured, that adds to this misconception. Which is bad, and it'll make people who have tried to be cured and failed feel worse about failing with quotes, even though they didn't do anything wrong. Like it's not them, it's just a fact. But Steve Harvey made it seem like it was not a fact, and he made it seem like it was them not trying hard enough and not doing his certain method of being cured. So I think there's just so much damage that was done by that video. Even like I posted a response video on it on YouTube, and I got so many nice comments like "Thank you for this," and I've got so many like kind comments saying like they love that I posted it and they know I'm right and all this stuff. But I still get comments of people like I got one comment saying like you can be cured, you're just not trying hard enough. Stuttering can be cured, but you won't be cured because you're not trying. And I've gotten comments like, have you tried Steve's technique? Because I feel like you should try, and then you should post a video not stuttering. And it just makes me so angry because half those comments are not people who stutter. And none of the comments are people who know anything about stuttering. Like, so stuttering or not, like, you could be a person who stutters and be taught the wrong thing, you know? And I feel like that's what happened with Steve Harvey. Like, he claims to have cured himself. And he claims that all of his speech therapists knew nothing about stuttering, which I can understand, because I feel like when he was growing up, most speech therapists probably didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad too. And I just wish, like, he got the chance to kind of see what I've been able to see through speech therapy and have a speech therapist who understood him. And just, I wish he had a better experience, not only for him, but so that video wouldn't have spread the wrong information. Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so it definitely feels like we both, like, viewed it as certainly more harmful than good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not only for that beautiful young woman, mm-hmm, who was looking for, you know, advice, not necessarily a cure, like, mm-hmm, you said, she was just asking, how can I find love? And, you know, how can I be better at getting people to like me, because, mm-hmm, I feel like they don't because I stutter. And then that's when he kind of, like, you know, talked about, oh, it's all in your head, and,
mm-hmm,
you know, I have the cure, and just listen to my, you know, rather ridiculous, very unscientific techniques. Mm-hmm. And,
yep.
And then when he said something about, you know, follow me, girl, and I'll have you cured by Thanksgiving, I'm like, yeah, oh my God, like, and it was very much bashing therapists who, mm-hmm, obviously have studied years and years and years. And not every therapist understands stuttering fully. Mm-hmm. We both know that.
Yeah. But
most of them make a honest, genuine effort to.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, they at least try to find the individual who stutters, somebody that can assist them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I watched your response video, and for those of you listening to Grace, who is just, like, just such a badass, and who is just, like, really inspiring me, I will post both Steve Harvey's video and Grace's response to it on the show notes with this episode here. But what was your primary intention when you responded via video?
I posted it actually purely on an impulse. Like, I watched his video. I got halfway through. I paused it because I was so upset, and I instantly just took out my phone and filmed my response. Like, I didn't even let myself kind of process my thoughts. I just, it was like the emotions were so, like, fired up, and, like, I just, like, had to get them out that second. I filmed it completely on impulse. So, like, everything I say in that video is, like, pure emotion just, like, spewing out of me. But I posted it because it affected me as soon as I saw it. Like, it's upset me so much, and it did the same for my friends, and just like, we watched it and we were all like, what? Like, this is not okay. And I posted it because I wanted, like, as soon as possible, I kind of wanted to, like, tell people, like, no, wait, like, don't, like, don't try to be cured, like, please, like, I, that's why I posted it at first. But the more I think about it, like, I, looking back, I posted it because I wanted it to reach Steve Harvey, like, if that makes sense, like, I don't know. My brain's pretty, like, wild, and it's like, well, once I have an idea in my head, like, I will do it, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, it does.
So, like, well, once I saw that video of Steve Harvey not understanding, I was like, he is going to understand. And that was the idea I had in my brain. So then I was like, all right, well, now I have to make him understand, and now I have to do this. Like, to me, there's never really an option with stuff like this. It's always just like, this is bad, and I have to try as hard as I can to help. Right? That's always who I've been.
Thank God for that, Grace.
Yeah. So that's why I posted it. But it hasn't reached Steve Harvey yet. I don't know if it will, but it hasn't yet. But it has reached the woman who was on, woman who was in that segment. She saw it. I don't know how she found it. But she commented on it. Saying how, like, she Lola loves that I posted it, and how it helps her, and it made her, like, cry again. When she watched it, and then I found her on Instagram, and I sent her a message. I was like, hey, it's Grace from that video. Like, I just wanted to say thank you so much for watching, and I'm so glad it reached you, and I'm so glad you liked it. And she actually wrote back saying how, like, she loved it, and we were talking for, like, a few days, like, in my messages. And I am not sure if it's gonna happen, but my speech therapist Lee, who Papa Pam knows, but no one else on the podcast may know.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah, hi. She runs Friends, the convention for young people who stutter. So as soon as she found out I had come in contact with that woman, she was like, we have to bring her to Friends. So we have formally invited her to Friends as a guest. So I don't know for sure what's happening with that, because me and her have not spoken in a few days, but hopefully she will be at the convention. And Friends reached out to Steve Harvey as well and sent him an invitation as a guest, but I don't even know if he's seen it or anything.
Yeah. Oh my God, how did that make you feel when, you know, she reached out and responded to you?
I honestly was instantly, like, I started tearing up, like, instantly. I texted, like, my mom, and, like, my boyfriend, and, like, all of my friends. I was like, guys, oh my God, because, like, I had been keeping all of them updated with this. And everyone was like, oh my God, that's amazing. We were all, like, freaking out and so happy, because, like, I posted it to tell people, like, that stuttering is okay. And the woman in that video, who was told it wasn't was now told that it was. And like that just made me like, oh my God. Like it made me feel so, so good. And I was like, that's all I needed to come out of that video. Like I want more people to see it. Like I want my message to be spread. And like I would love if Steve Harvey saw it. But like in reality, that's what I needed to come out of it.
Yeah. Wow, Grace. we're out of time.
Oh no.
But we kind of like it always seems like when we do these chats, like, you know, two women who stutter can probably talk for hours about stuttering. So I'll have to have you come back as a return guest sometime because really you're the future of stuttering.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me.
You know, and your fierceness and your boldness and your, I got an idea and I'm not going to stop until it, you know, I make it happen. Mm-hmm. That's what we need in today's world for advocacy. And, mm-hmm. you know, people are only going to self-advocate when they see us doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, and it's so, 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 so empowering to see such a young, beautiful woman as yourself okay in this place in your journey. So thank you so much for being here on the show today.
Thank you for having me here. And I would love to come back at any point.
Well, then don't be surprised. I will be reaching out and, you know, like maybe in a year or so, we'll see where you're at and how mm-hmm. deep you are into psychology or mm-hmm. maybe just after the Friends next year. And
yeah.
if that woman comes, we can, you know, chat about how that was.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a delight. And I know people listening have gotten a lot from your very, very, very wise words.
Thank you.
Thank you again. And, you know, I'm just really proud to know you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. That means like the world to me. And honestly, all I want at the end of the day is for people to feel okay, and if I can help at least like a tiny, tiny bit, like that's it. Like that's all I want and need.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
You're Thank doing you. It, Grace. You are doing it. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.